fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 15th day of February, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. We have a prepper tip of the day. Two things for you. Prepper tip of the day. These are both resources for you to have if you need them. Resources to find equipment, supplies, tools, just pretty much anything you can imagine. First is, it used to be the Thomas Register. It's now Thomas.net. It's a listing of, listen to this, 700,000 industrial and commercial suppliers in the United States. 700,000 industrial and commercial suppliers. Their website is thomasnet.com. That's thomasnet.com. We hope to have a link up on my links page by the end of the day. The other is a retail outlet. They're the largest industrial supplier in the United States. They have 1.5 million products, ranging from little screws and washers and nuts and bolts to major pieces of equipment. That's Grainger. Their website is Grainger.com. I'm pretty sure they still publish a ink on paper catalog, which is quite a reference tool. It really is quite a reference tool. Be advised, you'll pay full retail for anything in there on one hand. On the other, you may find solutions to problems around the ranch, around the home, around the farm, around your business. You may find solutions to things that will help you out. So that website is Grainger.com. That's G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Golf Romeo Alpha India November Golf Echo Romeo. Grainger.com. Okay, we have patient waiting in green room, my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's a very accomplished IT professional and also a lot of expertise in the area of antenna design. Prolific author, having written 10 books, I'm sure a couple more on the way, and radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Good morning, everybody.
Well, last week, Jim, you were going to talk about the commercial version of the wing generator being available. What's the status of that?
Well, let's just put it this way. The there's two designs. And one is what I would call beta ready, which is ready for a beta release. And we're there's good news and bad news on that. The good news is that it's days away from actually releasing. And the other issue we're dealing with is a lot of behind the scenes issues, technical issues, not with the physical product, but with actually keeping the wolves away from the release. And so anyway, just without going into a lot of detail.
Okay.
But the other thing I have to make clear too is that the first releases were never meant for the United States. And I know that's probably, and I've always said that all along. But and the reason is because of zoning and insurance issues and other issues that are, what would you say, tenuous at best, and lots of other issues. So we're going to try and overcome those, but with the major energy companies trying to block things at every pass, you know, there's some difficulties there. So,
well, Jim, I just give you a quick heads up. In my home state, Missouri, we have 113 counties. There's zoning only in about four, maybe six of those 113 counties. There is no zoning in the rest of the counties in the state of Missouri. And that's true of many. Once you're east of the once you're west of Mississippi, that's true of most American counties, that they don't have any zoning. You can build anything you want, anywhere you want, with no permits, no inspection, no anything.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yes, people are shocked. When I'm contacted by people back east, and I tell them, oh, yeah, you can build a $500,000 house here in my neighborhood, and the government doesn't know or care. Yeah, they're shocked. Because they can't build a 10-by-10-foot storage building in their backyard without multiple permits and inspections and so forth.
Right. So they can't build an outhouse. Let's go down to the basics.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, so the wind generator project is underway, and you've been accepting orders from overseas, it sounds like?
Well, it's complicated, but it's moving forward. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Well, let's move on to whatever next is on your list of important things today, sir.
The thing that's always lost completely in the mainstream media and in the government and everything else regarding immigration is what it takes for a person to actually be vetted to become a citizen. It's a many, many, many year process. It's very complicated. It costs a lot of money. And lots of people go through this process to become citizens. Not everybody makes it, of course. But to simply bypass it completely and without batting an eyelash, like, oh, yeah, no big deal. And to bring in tens of thousands of people at a time is beyond absurd. And so, you know, for people to not even recognize this is, you know, it's staggering for anybody who really knows what the process is all about.
Well, Jim, you know, one of the things the president swore an oath to do is defend and support the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And enforcing immigration laws is part of his job. That's one of the core things that he's mandated to do. It's kind of ironic. Some of his things he's doing are almost word-for-word duplications of what Bill Clinton said regarding illegal aliens. It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and there's Bill Clinton used the McCarran-Walter Act of 1952, and so did Jimmy Carter, both Democrats. Nobody seems to mention that. And it gives the president unlimited power regarding immigration. In other words, if tomorrow or yesterday the president decided to do something regarding immigration, he has the full capacity to do that, and Jimmy Carter made all Iranians register, and they moved over 15,000 people out of the country back to Iran at that time. So there's nothing new under the sun here.
No,
so
not at all.
You know, what's the mainstream? You know, but that's the problem, is people have forgotten history. And, you know, it's very important to mention these things. The mainstream media right now is under full bore attack of Trump, and they're trying to undermine his administration in every possible way.
Right.
I saw a very good analysis of a woman named Catherine Austin Fitz. She was interviewed on various programs. But anyway, she has really a down-to-earth view of things. And one of her comments is, Trump is not running a multi-billion dollar corporation. It's a system with checks and balances, and you have to know how to maneuver through this system and where to raise your guns and where to have other people deal with things, other issues. But they're going after him, and she interestingly enough calls the Democrats the piggies. And these are the people that use government for their own benefit and the benefit of their buddies. And, you know, the way the government has been run since a long time ago. So anyway, I encourage people to listen to some of those interviews. She's pretty good at, you know, getting down, feet on the ground type of practical analysis and what to do.
Well, good for her. Good for her. And how would somebody access this woman's information?
Well, just look YouTube, Catherine Austin Fitz. I saw an interview with her last night. A guy that used to be a CNN reporter and quit because of the corruption there. And I forget. I would have the link here, but I turned off my machine last night, and it took out all my recent visits on the web. But just look up Catherine Austin Fitz, F-I-T-T-S, and all of these will come on.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, you have two weekly radio shows. Tell us, Jim, about the two shows, how people can listen in the archives, if you would, please, sir.
The commercial-free show is every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. It re-airs Friday night at 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. Saturday morning Central Time from WTWW Nashville. And then it re-airs many, many times on Saturday by satellite. In the Western Hemisphere, there's a satellite in the Eastern Hemisphere that covers Europe, North Africa, and the Mideast. And then also all the archives are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. Plus, the paid cast is very interesting. People just love this. It's $3.95 a month, which is less than a cup of coffee. You get every week an extra one-hour lecture on science or science-related topics. This week, my topic is Tesla versus Einstein. And I've been waiting a long time to do this show, so it's very, very interesting. And my regular show last week, I started a commentary on DNA and comets. And so this idea that somehow comets brought life to Earth, what I show is that there's truth and myth to that. And there's a lot of, when NASA talks about it, they say, oh, the dirty snowballs formed and bring the life to Earth. Well, where did the dirty snowballs get the DNA? They don't talk about that. So anyway, my topic is DNA and comets and big molecules, molecular formation with a plasma discharge comet model.
Outstanding. Well, I encourage people to listen to those shows. Well, Gemma, you've become quite the prognosticator on various geopolitical matters, well outside your normal scientific purview, and everybody looks forward to hearing what you've got to say. The world, this whole election thing has gone in directions that are kind of scary and surprising, both, aren't they?
Oh yeah, it's just incredible. But right now, they talk about Trump's first 100 days. What they're trying to do is throw all the monkey wrenches in there that they can. And slowly he's working his way through these. But I think he needs some I would highly recommend that Trump get a hold of Catherine Austin Fitz as an advisor on how to manage some of this Washington, D.C. baloney, because or people like that are really experienced, because they really do not want this guy to succeed. Now, Sessions was already sworn in as attorney general. This is very important, and you have to understand that's why all of this baloney is happening, because the news media, the Justice Department, the FBI, the 17 security agencies, and on, and deep within the what we call the deep state in Washington, is completely infiltrated with pedophiles. And so Sessions being in there, remember that Sonny Bono, Wellstone, Senator Paul Wellstone from Minnesota, these are people that were killed because they were getting close to those human trafficking rings. And so a lot of people have tried and failed. And so what they're doing is they're going after the pedophile rings, hundreds and hundreds of arrests already. I don't know, this is not in the mainstream media.
No, not at all.
On the West Coast, 500 one day. And what they just, Jerry Sandusky's son was just arrested for street soliciting of young kids. And so what they have are these people that go out on the street and they pick these people. Unbelievably, they pick them out of school pictures. The schools publish the pictures of the students, and they pick out the ones they want, and then they send these people out to target them and say, come over here, little boy or little girl, and then they kidnap them. And this is – he was arrested for this. So now what they're doing, what the plan is to arrest these middle-level people. And then the whole thing will come toppling down because there's, you know, if you look at the people, they say 72 high-profile people in Washington, D.C. are about to be arrested. I'm not going to go through all the other details. You can go online and look at this. But what Sessions is doing is breaking the thing that they used to compromise people in D.C. in the past. And everybody is shaking in their boots because they're all involved in it. And so
a smart thing for the pedophiles to do would be to leave the country and go someplace where there's no extradition. And it would open up a lot of jobs for good people, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, they have stopped people from going. And you would be surprised some of the people they have stopped from leaving the country. Past presidents... past secretaries of state, I won't go into detail, but you can imagine some of the people who are on the chopping block. And so some of the people who are possibly turning against their past courts to save their own skin. And right. This is going on. And like I say, it would not even seem real, but the arrests are being made in the hundreds.
Well, that's good news, Jim, because that could turn around a lot of things and certainly disrupt the powers that be.
That's why you're seeing it, right. Yeah, so when you get down to it, this is why you're seeing the level of messing with Trump, let's just put it that way. Because these people, it's not just a matter of who's going to run Washington for 4 or 8 years. They're flushing out the turkeys. Let's just put it that way. That's the best thing I can say about it. But it's this is going on. The arrests are being made. The FBI is in on. And the other thing, see, the lower level FBI people were in working on this, and they were shut down by the Justice Department.
Well, that's all. That's over. Now we got Mr. Sessions in there. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of February, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Let's continue, Jim.
John, a little comment about the Bundy trial. It's ongoing now, and so I encourage people to follow that. Basically, people are being tried for using the land they have used since the 1800s. The BML didn't even exist back, BLM, I'm sorry, did not even exist back then. So and this is a carryover from the Obama administration. There's a lot of carryovers from the Obama administration that people are still trying to deal with. So, anyway, just a heads up, that's going on.
The founders, the men, James Madison, for example, who wrote the Constitution, they were trying to avoid what they left in England, where the crown owned almost all the real estate. And so they gave very strict limitations on the property real estate that could be owned by the federal government. But beginning in the early part of the 20th century, they started getting away from that with these national parks and so forth, to the point where once you're a couple of states west of Maine, the government owns about half the land, the federal government, which is completely unconstitutional. There are very limited restrictions on what the federal government can own in terms of real estate, Jim.
Yeah. So anyway, this is going on, and these people are dealing with a monster that's on their back, which they've been dealing with for 20 years. You also have the case up in Oregon, which is, none of this is in the mainstream news at all. They want to keep this as quiet as possible. So be aware of that. And we're living in some very strange times.
We are. No doubt. We are, no doubt. Call number, if you got a question or comment for Professor McCanny, is 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, I know there's lots of projects that you're involved with. For example, the Nazca lines, where you've determined that they actually are fractal antennas. Pretty amazing, because it's been a mystery now since they were first discovered, when the first aircraft aviated over those during World War II. And you've solved quite a mystery here, sir.
Yeah, and if you look at the list of archaeologists and educated people that have gone there, people that have tried to make rhyme or reason, her name escaping me. I'll think of it in a minute. Maria Reich lived there for her whole life. She came as a teacher in Peru as a young woman, heard about the lines, went down there to study them. And in around 1941, they were discovered by a pilot flying over them. And at that point, they only knew about one of the figures. Now there's hundreds of them. They're over a couple hundred square kilometer area. But what they were, the tens, hundreds of thousands possibly of educated people, and of course millions of tourists that went there, nobody could figure out what they were. They were made every kind of guess, the landing strips of the gods, or believe me, if you're there, you couldn't land on these.
I know.
But as Von Daniken sold a lot of books.
It sounded good, and it made for good press. It sounded good.
Oh, man, he sold a lot of books, you know. But anyway, I'm glad I don't sell lots of books on BS, you know. I don't sell lots of books, but I would certainly not be able to sleep well. But anyway, no question about them that they are not only fractal antennas, but they're connected together, and you can switch them on and off, and then they are powered from mounds that are sprinkled around this region, and they connect, and that's also the source of power, atmospheric electricity.
Now, so Jim, let me interrupt you. Are we talking about Earth batteries here?
No, we're talking about atmospheric, putting a tower of some kind up, like a metal tower, and then gathering atmospheric electricity to power the antennas.
Gotcha.
At a frequency that these, now when you have something like this, an antenna, it has a resonance frequency, and it has an operational frequency range. So anyway, whoever did
this. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll continue after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. As of yesterday, we have interesting new things for perimeter defense, perimeter security, posted on our website under survival and tactical gear, both mechanical and electronic. I think you'll find things you don't know even exist there. Pretty interesting stuff. And, of course, the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. Many of you are energy cleaner procrastinators. You wake up in the morning with arthritis pain, back pain. You didn't get a good night's sleep. Hey, guys, that's no way to live. Come on. Give yourself an energy cleaner. Do what I do. Wake up pain-free, with a great night's sleep, ready to hit it again. And that's what will happen when you get your energy cleaner. Seriously, it will. There's a small percentage chance it won't, a couple, 3 or 4% maybe. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Check out the energy cleaners, the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I'm taking delivery of a bunch more mattress pads this week. I got plenty of energy cleaners in stock. Energy cleaners, only $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. If you're a U.S. citizen, live in this country, you can now make payments with PayPal. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we have our first caller here. We got Mark in Oregon, where it's 6:30 in the morning. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, it's an honor to talk to both of you. I cherish your shows, and I have all of Mr. McCandy's books. And I traveled, back in 2003, I got to talk to Mr. McCanny on the Alex Merklinger, I think it was the Mysteries of the Mind show. But I traveled down to that area in Utah, and I took photographs of the rock painting that he has on the cover of his book. And my question is, has that area been closed off? And also, there is the Los Lunas Decalogue stone that has been vandalized, and they cut down the thorn tree in Glastonbury, England. It was vandalized. I think the internet, you know, when it came along, it gave a lot of attention to these places, and I hope that area in Utah hasn't been closed down. And that was my question to Mr. McCanny.
Okay.
And I have one other thing I wanted to ask him.
Go ahead, Mark.
I took photographs of that rock painting, and I don't know if you remember, I mentioned on the Alex Merklinger show to you that both of those characters have holes in their hands and their feet, and I just wondered what you might have thought about that. Anyway, I'll let you guys go, and I thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Mark. Jim, your response, sir.
A region where those drawings are was closed down. I got the picture that's on the cover of my book came from a photographer, Gary Smith. I don't know if he's still alive. He was a photographer. I think he was published in National Geographic, but he was in a wheelchair. So he went to all these places in his wheelchair, and he gave me permission to use the picture on my book. But I believe since it's been closed down, that region. The vandalism, who knows who does this, but it's absolutely insane. And also on the holes in the feet and hands, there's so many things that pass across my desk. At one time, if he talked to me on the Alex Merklinger show, which I was on a lot, with Alex back then, certainly I would have followed up and taken a look at that.
Okay. Well, you and I have been at this a long time, Jim, and dealing with all the things we have to deal with, such as the 2012 Mayan calendar hysteria, which some of those characters that were promoting that are still around, of course. And when you're in a position that we are, there's a lot to deal with, isn't there, sir?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And trying to concentrate on the things and having enough time to get out the positive things we're trying to promote, and then dealing with all the other just ridiculous junk that comes along but that's thrown out there, and that's put there for a reason, and that's to distract people. That's what those sites are for that you were talking about. They know that. It's a wide net to trap 95% of the people that come in new to an area, or like Planet X or some topic like that. And they're immediately diverted to those spots because Google puts them high in the list. Google is owned, operated by the CIA. And so, and on and on. That's just the first trapdoor of hundreds, if not thousands, of trapdoors to sidetrack people. And they put a lot of money into distracting the public. a lot of money. And a lot of the internet, there are so many things now that are being blocked. They're fighting for their existence, the people who put out false information and fake news.
Right,
and
right, right.
They're fighting for their existence, and they're losing because how many people tune into your show and every week get a dose of reality compared to what they see? You know, how many things are not on in the mainstream media, like these pedophile arrests? This is huge. This involves government people. This involves people who are senators and congressmen and women. Let me include that.
Right.
So, and it's not, you don't hear a shred about this.
Well, here's the deal with pedophilia. Once they have video evidence of these men and women engaged in that horrific activity, they own them. They
right.
own them for life. And they will do whatever they have to. Henry Kissinger, for example, I was a member of a veterans group in Metro St. Louis 20-something years ago. And our meetings took place at the Records Center for the military, which is right there in St. Louis. And I was told by a senior management person that down in the vault they had Henry Kissinger's complete records, and he says, "Oh, by the way, John, Henry Kissinger likes little boys." And
wow.
So at the highest levels, this is no secret. No secret at all. So it's about time. It's been going on for decades.
Yeah, in the unsecured servers, they were passing back notes back and forth, and you know they're concentrating on the Hillary Clinton server, and then the Podesta emails where they had 600,000 on his laptop computer, and they had been Huma Abedin, where they were keeping them there, as in a folder called life insurance. And that's if anything ever happened with the Clintons, they could expose the Clintons. That's what the whole deal was about.
Right.
And
right.
So anyway, but the point
well,
is,
dealing with the Clintons, you damn well better have some life insurance.
Yeah, exactly. Don't shake hands with the Clintons or Ted Kennedy, as Paul Wellstone might tell you if he were still alive.
Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
And what I call to say this morning is damn. Well, the Oroville Dam thing got me thinking, and I looked back to the Teton Dam disaster on the Teton River in Idaho back in June 5th of 1976, when I was 15 years old and wasn't even really that aware of the that is. I didn't really recall it, but that particular dam disaster resulted in the deaths of 11 people, 13,000 cattle. The dam cost, that dam was built by the Bureau of Reclamation. And it just even when they first filled it is when it failed. Now, fortunately, however, the Oroville Dam was not a federal project, thank God. That was built by the State Water Project. The California Department of Water Resources, and it was completed in 1968, and it's a hydroelectric dam as well. So, this is a little more robust construction than the Teton project was, but the stakes are much higher with these spillways down on this thing. You know, what this could send a wall of water all the way down. You know, as the Teton Dam disaster flooded several communities and resulted in a number of deaths, untold destruction, this thing would be, several magnitudes greater. So I'm just wondering what you're thinking about that, Dr. McCanny, about the current status of the Oroville Dam. It doesn't sound particularly good, though.
I'd be real nervous living downstream from that. I just want to remind people of two other major incidents. One is the islands, any of the islands, especially the Caribbean islands, when it rains, the bigger islands like Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Puerto Rico, there's a lot of they're like ravines that come all the way down from the mountain. So when you have hurricane type rain, the amount of water that comes down there in a short period of time is immense, and they just carve out anything that's in the way, take homes and everything, just wash them out to sea. There was another event in Duluth, Minnesota, and I forget what year it was, just a couple years ago, but it rained 20 inches in like 10 hours. And it blew out the septic systems, and or the, what do you call it, the underground
storm sewers.
Yeah, right. Literally blew them out, took the streets, lifted them up and carried them away, carried cars away. I mean, but actually I'm going to talk about this tomorrow night and give it a little bit more airtime. But talking about the Great Flood, and so I want to give people a perspective of this is the kind of thing where it just washed things completely away. There, in the, on the west coast of Peru, I visited a city. It's basically a ghost city, but it housed estimate for 4 million people, and there's not a pot sherd. There's nothing there. There's not a trace of life of any kind. They're just the ruins. So the belief is that a big tidal wave came in and just simply washed everything away. And water is very powerful. I mean, you're not going to build it. Go ahead.
Yeah, people routinely fail to accurately estimate the power of water, hydraulic power. Yeah, my parents live in San Antonio, Texas, and every time there's a flood, and you know they have signs, don't drive into the water, you know, if it goes across the street. And every time people are washed away, it's like a Darwinism, exercise in Darwinism or something, you know. That people seem must think that their car is metal and strong, and the water just flows, and they don't realize, you know, inevitably people get washed away and die. But if this Oroville Dam fails, I mean, this could send a wall of water hundreds, you know, of feet high downstream, and but it would. I've heard various estimates about what it would be by the time it reached Sacramento. But yeah, you know, things around, you know, something around 30 feet or 5 feet or something like that. But some, you know. Seeing Sacramento inundated with 5 feet of water doesn't exactly sound like a jolly prospect either.
Probably not where you want to be. There's a region in Oregon, it's called the Scablands, and they really don't know why it formed, but I have the map, and I forget where I've got this put. It's one of my DVDs, but it's a region where there was a vast glacier, and it melted and broke in like a couple days, and it just washed this whole region of Oregon all the way to the ocean. And right. So yeah, water is immensely powered. I went to school in a town called Winona on the Mississippi River. It's on the upper Mississippi River in Minnesota, and the channel, the river is maybe a mile wide there, so we think, oh, that's pretty wide, but the main channel was carved out when the northern glaciers melted all of a sudden, and the main channel is probably about 20 miles wide and probably about 1,000 feet deep. So imagine the amount of water that came down there to wash that out. Did not happen due to the little teeny Mississippi River that's the muddy Mississippi we know today. This cleared out in an afternoon. And so, anyway,
I heard Steve Quayle on the Hagman and Hagman report yesterday talking about this, and you know, one of their guests was saying, I believe his name was Ross, and John, I think he might be affiliated with the Ozark Homesteads Project, he was saying that the insurance company, the bankrupting. You know, in addition to the human toll and the housing and you know, death and stuff like that, if this thing were to break, the financial damage to the insurance companies and the bankrupting of the insurance companies, which would then spread globally through, you know, the brokerage houses like Lloyd's of London and stuff, could, you know, that this one, if this dam failed, it could well precipitate a global financial crisis on top of the actual human cost and physical disasters. So here's hoping that the California state engineers did, even though there's this problem with the spillways, did a little better job than the federal people did up at Teton.
Let's hope so.
So we'll see. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, okay. They're in for more rain. We'll see what happens. Take care, gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. You have any comments on that Oroville Dam situation, Jim?
Well, yeah, we're dealing with, for years, the California drought, and now it's turned around, the California flooding. But this is planet Earth, and, you know, I used to live in New Orleans. You know, it's subject to flooding every year. You know, it's, the world is a tenuous place. We don't, there's no guarantees here. And those are just the things that happen on Earth. These are the little, these are little things compared to some of the big things that have happened in the past. So putting it into a little bit of a perspective there.
Right, right, absolutely. We've got our last break coming up here soon. The call number is 800-313-9443. What direction you want to go next, Jim?
Well, like I say, tomorrow night I'll be putting this in a little bit of perspective, but imagine the Noah's Flood. And literally, the ocean levels changed probably between 200 to 600 feet at that time.
Amazing.
In 40 days.
Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of February, visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked at my website, the links page at thelibertyman.com. Got about 3 minutes here, Jim. Hello, Jim. Is Jim there?
I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mute myself on commercial. Forgot. I want to remind people my paid cast. Starting in February, I'm doing the Cosmos series, The Real Story, pitting it against the Carl Sagan and the Tyson, the DeGrasse Tyson Cosmos series that were mega productions of Hollywood. And what I'm doing is basically showing how that is, first of all, science entertainment. It's not really science. And second of all, the underlying themes that they assume there are false. And then I show why. And so anyway, that's in my paid cast. So I encourage people to go look at that. And of course, this week I already mentioned that this week's paid cast is Tesla versus Einstein. So you can go on the webpage and sign up for that. And then my regular show tomorrow night, I'll continue. I'll be talking about this flooding issue. That's a big topic I'll be talking more about. We'll be talking about Fukushima and a new book, not a new book, it's an old book, but it's a new book I'll be talking about, Lemuria, the lost continent of Lemuria, and then also the DNA and comet issue, large molecules and comets.
All right, right. I know there's various islands in the Pacific Ocean where stone roads just go off into the ocean. Though they went somewhere at one time, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And so, the world was a different place. But what's interesting about this book that I'm going to exclusive is that the point of view of geologists in the 1930s and how that's been completely lost by modern geology, how they've just completely wiped out anything that includes radical change in the world.
Rapid radical change. Jim, right. Have you ever looked into the Vedic writings and the ancient Sanskrit Vedic writings in India?
Yeah, I have. And it's a really, really complex topic. There's a lot of misinterpretations of it. So, it's a difficult topic.
Well, we're almost out of time to show, but maybe another show we could address that in more detail. It's something okay. I find very fascinating myself.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, thanks for being with us, Jim. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Okay. The top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll have open lines hour two. Take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. I don't believe Jim McKinney and myself have ever discussed the Vedic writings publicly or even privately as far as that goes. Less than 5% have been recovered and translated into English. Less than 5%. And many of these appear to be technical manuals. Regarding aircraft and things like that. It's a fascinating area, and I'm sure Jim will have some more detailed comments on that whenever we do bring that up and talk about it again. The media demonization of Donald Trump is just nonstop, unending. What I've started saying is if Donald Trump had a dog, they would criticize the dog collar that the dog was wearing. I mean, anything they can find to criticize this man, they will do it. It's just an amazing thing. But we will get through it. Donald Trump's a tough guy. He's got good people surrounding him, and he'll be okay. He'll withstand all these attacks with no foundation. He will be fine. And life will go on, and he'll make America great again. If time allows, and he can do what needs to be done. There's several ifs there. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect?